Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We're going to be talking again about a message from the book of Acts, as we've been going through the book of Acts the last few weeks, and so we're going to be looking at a message today, and we're going to be looking at the life of Paul the Apostle. And I'm calling this message, Stay in the Fight. And this is especially appropriate and pertinent to our situation here in America, considering what's been happening with the Supreme Court and the decisions coming down regarding homosexual marriage. And so I just encourage you to stay in the fight. I want to speak to you today about our calling as brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, and this message is going to be mostly to Christians, to believers today, and so I just want you to consider the fact that God wants us to stay in the fight, and so we're going to take that up here in just a minute, right after our prayer time. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you today, to worship you, to praise your name, to speak your words of truth, the message of hope, the message that does not disappoint, and I pray for each and every person out there listening today, Lord, that you would touch them, meet them wherever their needs are. For those that need deliverance, Lord, break every chain. For those that need encouragement, strengthen their walk and their faith. Lord, for those that need healing, touch their bodies, and we praise you for that. We pray for this country. We pray for our president, for the Congress, for the Supreme Court, for the leaders of this country. And we just thank you again for the open doors, for the opportunity, the freedom to worship, the freedom to speak your word out over the airwaves today, Lord. We pray all these things in the precious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, this is Jim Rau, Gathered the Outcast Radio Ministry, and we're going to be talking today about Stay in the Fight. I've been in prayer and travail, as many of you have, as we have considered the decision that came down from the Supreme Court a week ago. And it's been a very trying time for Christians. It's been a trying time for those that have a vision of the future. We know what's coming to this nation. We know that if we don't repent and turn from our wicked ways, we know that this nation is in for serious judgment and it's going to be put on its knees. But I just want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, as I've heard some people say, that they are ready to pack up and leave in America. They're ready to throw in the towel and quit and go to another place where they can just sit on their deck and drink iced tea and watch the sun go down. And I just want to encourage you, brother and sister, to stay in the fight, that it is important that we as believers, as mature disciples of Jesus Christ, it is important that we stay in the fight and that we continue to contend for righteousness. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And so I pray that you would consider your place here in the fight. Consider your place here in America. Don't give up. Stay encouraged. Stay strong. Stay strengthened. And by the grace of God, we will prevail. By the grace of God, we will be victorious, because God's word trumps any word of man. God's laws trumps any laws of man. God's will and destiny trumps any laws of man. And so I pray that you hook your wagon to the kingdom of God and you stay strong and that you do not retreat in the face of trials and adversity. Well, I encourage you today to look into your word, open it up to Acts 20 in verse 18. Paul is getting ready to go up to Jerusalem, and he has gathered the elders of the church. And we know that Paul was persecuted in many places that he went, and so he's gathering the elders together, and he's getting ready to go up to Jerusalem. And he says to them, and when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know that from the first day that I came to you in Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews, how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you, and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And see now, I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. And so I want to point out a few things here from Paul as he is giving instruction to the elders before he heads to Jerusalem. He says that I have been brought to you and I kept back nothing from you. Verse 20, I kept back nothing from you that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house. And I want to encourage you, brother and sister, do not hold back. Do not be ashamed of the gospel. We're going to see a great deal of persecution for Christians in this country. We're going to be seeing a great deal of trials and tribulations, and we've been saying that for many years now, that persecution was going to come to America, that trials and tribulations were going to come. We've seen it happening to Christians in other places around the world, and we've known that America was destined to take part in this persecution, that we are not going to escape it. And so, just as Paul said, he kept back nothing, I want to encourage you to not keep back anything, to be bold in your witness, to be bold and to testify. Just as Paul says that he testified, verse 21, he testified to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And I have seen on the internet and some other places in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling, people are saying you Christians just need to go back into your houses of worship and retreat back there and close the ranks in your community and don't try to be salt and light, don't try to reach out into the culture at large. And I want you to know, brother and sister, I think that is the wrong thing. I think that is the opposite of what we should do, as I am here testifying on the radio today to both Jews and Greeks and to Gentiles, as I am testifying in the prison to Jews and Greeks and Gentiles, as I testify in Africa to Jews and Greeks. Pray that you will not retreat. I pray that you will continue to testify to Jews and to Greeks and to Gentiles. And I pray that you would speak boldly and to ask God to give you the power of the witness that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that he is not retreating, that he has not changed his mind about the United States of America, that he has not changed his mind about the lost souls in this place. And so I pray that you would be bound by the Holy Spirit, just as Paul says in verse 22, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. Well, I don't pray for the chains and tribulations to come. I don't pray for that. I pray that God would pierce the hearts of people listening not only to this radio broadcast, but to preachers and teachers across the land. And I pray that God would pierce the hearts through the Holy Spirit, and that people would turn to him and repent from their wicked ways and humble themselves and seek his face and pray to him, and that he would hear their prayer from heaven and he would forgive our sin and that he would heal our land. That is my prayer. I don't want to see judgment coming to America. I don't want to see people here suffering, my children and my grandchildren, and people across the land suffering from pestilence and war and famine and the cities aflame and terrorists all over the place bombing and raping and killing and cutting off people's heads. I don't want to see that come to America. And yet I know that if we do not turn from our wicked ways, if we do not seek the Lord and seek his face, I know what is coming. Just as Paul said, I know what is coming. I know that the Holy Spirit testifies to me that I'm going to be having chains and tribulations. And so I pray, brothers and sisters, just as I speak this word to you, I pray that we would turn from our wicked ways and we would seek the Lord, and that we would pray to him and that he would heal our land. Well, the second point I want to make is that as a believer in Jesus Christ, as a disciple, if you call yourself a disciple of Jesus Christ, you have no other choice but to continue to fulfill your calling in Jesus Christ. You have no other choice but to continue to walk into the calling and the destiny that He has for you. And that brings me to this point that you have to deny yourself. You have to deny yourself. Our place here as Christians on this earth isn't just to save our skin. It isn't just to be comfortable. It isn't just to live a good life, the American dream, and not go through any discomfort and not go through any persecution or trials. We've been saying again for years, this is going to come to America. Well, it's here now. It's here now. So what is our response? Is it just to run to the hills and store up food and hope we don't get impacted by any of this? No, our response is to go into the fight. When David, the shepherd boy, was called in to the fight against Goliath, he didn't run the other way. He didn't say, oh, that giant is too big for me. Oh, that giant is too scary for me. No, David, he went and looked for five smooth stones, and he picked up his sling, and he went to the battle. And that is what God calls us to do. And so you must deny yourself. Stop thinking about just your own precious skin, and stop thinking just about your own comfort and how you can avoid any type of conflict. Start thinking about the kingdom of God. Start valuing and treasuring those things in your life that God values and that God treasures. Start thinking about lost souls. I know that there are people in your family and there are people amongst your friends and your co-workers who are lost. And if Jesus were to come back today, or if there were a terrorist attack in Kansas City or some other city and your family or friends happened to be there, that they would perish. I know that is true for every single family here in America, that there are people in our families and there are people in our acquaintances who do not know the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And if there were to be an accounting made for their life today, either through death or judgment or just taken off this earth through some calamity, I know that there would be some who would be condemned to hell because they would not have in their heart and in their life Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so I beg you and I plead with you to start to see your life as Jesus sees it and as God Almighty sees it. Jesus said in Matthew 16:24, speaking to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him pick up his cross and follow me. And so let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. And so you have to deny at some point, if you're going to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, you have to deny at some point your own desires for your life, your own selfish interests, your own desire for entertainment and indulgence of the flesh. You have to deny that and you have to say, Jesus, I want to pick up my cross. And I want to follow you. I want to pick up my cross. I don't care where it leads, just as Paul says. I don't know what is coming. And you don't know what is coming for your life if you pick up your cross. But I can guarantee you there'll be some times when you're not going to be comfortable. There'll be some times when you may even have to shed your blood. There may be some times when you have to give up and that you have to sacrifice the things that are important to you so that the kingdom can move forward. But I know this is God's will for your life. Back to Acts 20, verse 24, Paul says, but none of these things move me. That is, none of these things about that I know what is becoming to me in Jerusalem. I know that I'm going to be facing trials and tribulations. Paul says, none of these things move me. Nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry I receive from the Lord Jesus Christ to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And so Paul says that these things don't matter to me. I'm not taking into consideration that I'm going to be suffering. I'm not taking into consideration that I'm going to be persecuted and that trials and tribulations are going to come my way. I want to tell you, brethren, that we have been spared in America many of the trials and tribulations, much of the agony and the grief that has already come to many parts of the world, to believers in many parts of the world. We have been spared that because God has blessed this nation over the years. God has protected this nation over the years from all kinds of trial and tribulation. But I want you to know that as we look towards the future, we know this is coming. As we look towards the future, we know that we are going to be facing those things that Christians all over the world have been facing for many years. And yet we don't shirk and we don't shrink back from it. We stand firm. We put on the gospel armor, we put on every piece of the armor, and we stand firm, and we go into the battle prepared for that which is coming. And Paul says, I want to finish my race with joy. Do you know serving the Lord Jesus Christ and fulfilling your calling will bring you greater joy than anything else you can do here on this earth? Serving the Lord Jesus Christ will bring you greater fulfillment than anything else you can do here on this earth. And I would feel sorry for people that flee this country and hope to go off to Belize or Costa Rica or somewhere, and they want to sit on their deck and think that they're going to be fulfilled, think that they're going to have joy. I can think of nothing more boring for a Christian than to run from his calling and run from his destiny, just as Jonah ran from the calling that God had on him. God had called him to go preach the gospel to Nineveh, and Jonah ran the other way, and Jonah brought the storm not only on himself, but he brought the storm on all of the shipmates, the people that were on that ship with him, and they threw all of the stuff out into the ocean trying to calm the ship and trying to right the ship, and they threw everything off the ship, and eventually they threw Jonah off because they knew he was the cause of this great storm. He attested to the fact that he was running from God, and so they knew he was the fault and the cause of the great storm. And so as you run from God, it's going to create a storm in your life. As you run somewhere else and try to hide out from the persecution or hide out from the battle that is going to take place here in America, you're going to be bored, you're going to be discontented, you're going to be unfulfilled, and you will bring a greater storm into your life than you ever could if you stay here and join the battle and stay in the fight. And so Paul was warned that he was going to face persecution. As a believer in Jesus Christ, you will face persecution. Jesus said in Matthew 5:10, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And so if you are persecuted for righteousness, if you are contending for righteousness, then your inheritance is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you, verse 11 in Matthew 5, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your power in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. And so Jesus said, you're going to have a great reward. Not only will you have joy here, not only will you have fulfillment here in knowing that you're doing the will of God, in knowing that you are fulfilling your destiny, but you will have a great reward in heaven awaiting you when you are faithful and when you contend for righteousness. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And so as we contend for righteousness, as we stand up for righteousness, yes, it's not going to be the popular thing that people want to hear. It is not going to be the politically correct thing that people want to hear. It is going to be an increasingly unpopular message. But I encourage you to contend for righteousness. I encourage you to stand up for what is right. Don't go with the crowd. Don't jump in and try to be popular and be politically correct so that you can satisfy the crowd. I ask you and I beseech you, beloved, to stand up for righteousness, to stand up for what God would have this nation to be, and speak the message of truth to those, even those who don't want to hear it. Well, in Acts 21:10, Paul has come to Caesarea, to the house of Philip, and a prophet is sent to him to prophesy to him and tell him precisely what is going to happen to him in Jerusalem. And it says, as we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea, and when he had come to us, he took Paul's belt He bound his own hands and feet and said, Thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentile. And when we had heard these things, both we and those from that place pleaded with Paul not to go to Jerusalem. And Paul answered, What do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Paul says, Don't try to stop me from what I know God has called me to do. Don't try to weep over me and tell me to stay away from that place, from the place where God is sending me, and I know what he has called me to do. Well, we know as we read on in the book of Acts, Paul did not die in Jerusalem. He was not put to death there in Jerusalem. He was actually sent on to Rome, where he was able to testify to some of the hierarchy, some of the more important people in the kingdom of the Roman Empire, the earthly kingdom of the Roman Empire. And so God had a purpose for Paul. He had a greater destiny than to take him in Jerusalem. And he was able to witness, even to the last day of his death, he was able to witness to those in Rome. And so I plead with you again, don't shirk and shrink back from the calling. Even though a prophet may speak to you, that trial and tribulation, specific trial and tribulation, may be coming to you, I urge you to seek the reward that has been laid out for you, to seek the reward, to take up your cross and carry it daily. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. And just as they persecuted the prophets before you, so they will persecute you. Well, Jesus said to his disciples in John 15:18, If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world loves its own. Yet because you are not of the world, because I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Well, I can say, looking at the landscape here in America, that it looks more and more like America is going the way of the world, that it looks more and more like America is falling into apostasy, and the message of the gospel, some would say, is becoming irrelevant to what is happening here in America. And I urge you, I plead with you, brethren, to stand strong. I urge you to continue to speak the truth of the gospel, even though it is not a popular message today and is going to be even less popular in the days ahead. But I urge you to stay strong and keep in the battle for the kingdom of God. Well, the last point I want to make here, Paul closes his comments in Philippians, and this is a book which Paul wrote actually from prison, and he was telling about looking back at his work for the gospel, looking back at his striving to take the gospel message all over the earth to the remotest parts of the earth. And Paul says in Philippians 2:17, And yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. And then in Philippians 3, verse 8, he says, Yes, indeed, I count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. And I'm going to jump down to verse 12 here in Philippians 3. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. And brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And so Paul says, I'm not looking back. I'm not looking back. I'm not shrinking back. I'm not running in fear. I'm not running in anticipation that somehow I'm going to escape the discomfort and the trials and tribulations of that which is ahead of me. But Paul says, I look forward. I forget those things which are behind, and I reach forward to those things which are ahead. And I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Well, beloved, our charge comes from our captain of the Lord of hosts. Our charge comes from our commander in chief, and it is Jesus Christ, and he says, go. He says, go into all the nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching all that I've commanded you, and lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the age. And so I encourage you this day to go to the nations. I encourage you to go down the street, preach the gospel. I encourage you to stand strong and speak the truth when you're given the opportunity. And God will bless you. That reward that has been promised you will be waiting for you. And it will be waiting for you when you cross that threshold and you see Jesus face to face. Well, I thank you for listening today. Stay tuned. We're going to have contact information. I've got a new book out, Gather the Outcast, Reaching the Lost in Africa. And I pray that you would order that book. I pray that you would partner with this ministry, come alongside this ministry, help boost us as we prepare to go back to Africa to preach and teach here in just a month or so. And so I pray that you partner with this ministry, that you pray about your part and what you can do to help boost this ministry and boost the kingdom of God here on this earth. Well, God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.